Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 8, Texts 46 through 52. Maharaj Purkhit inquires, what past auspicious activities did Nanda and Yasoda perform to receive such great fortune? Text 46. Having heard of the great fortune of Mother Yasoda, Purkhit Maharaj inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, O learned Brahman, Mother Yasoda's breast milk was sucked by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What past auspicious activities did she and Nanda Maharaj perform to achieve such perfection in ecstatic love? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.16, Chatur Vidha Bhajante Mam Janaha Sukatino Arjuna. Without Sukriti, or pious activities, no one can come to the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is approached by four kinds of pious men, Artho Jignasar Arthati Gani Cha. But here, we see that Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda surpassed all of them. Therefore, Purkhit Maharaj naturally inquired, what kind of pious activities did they perform in their past lives by which they achieved such a stage of perfection? Of course, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda are accepted as the father and mother of Krishna. Yet Mother Yasoda was more fortunate than Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's father, because Nanda Maharaj was sometimes separated from Krishna, whereas Yasoda, Krishna's mother, was not separated from Krishna at any moment. From Krishna's babyhood to his childhood, and from his childhood to his youth, Mother Yasoda was always in association with Krishna. Even when Krishna was grown up, he would go to Vrindavan and sit on the lap of Mother Yasoda. Therefore, there was no comparison to the fortune of Mother Yasoda. And Purkhit Maharaj naturally inquired, Yasoda cha mahabhagha. Text 47. Although Krishna was so pleased with Vasudev and Devaki that he descended as their son, they could not enjoy Krishna's magnanimous childhood pastimes, which are so great that simply chanting about them vanquishes the contamination of this material world. Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, however, enjoyed these pastimes fully, and therefore their position is always better than that of Vasudev and Devaki. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna actually took birth from the womb of Devaki, but just after his birth, he was transferred to the home of Mother Yasoda. Devaki could not even have Krishna suck her breast. Therefore, Purkhit Maharaj was astonished. How had Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj become so fortunate that they enjoyed the complete childhood pastimes of Krishna, which are still glorified by saintly persons? What had they done in the past by which they were elevated to such an exalted position? Text 48. Sukadeva Goswami answered, to follow the orders of Lord Brahma, Drona, the best of the Vasus, along with his wife Dara, spoke to Lord Brahma in this way. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.37, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Bis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabi Goloka eva nivasya kekilatma bhuto, govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. When Krishna descends anywhere, he is accompanied by his own associates. These associates are not ordinary living beings. Krishna's pastimes are eternal, and when he descends, he comes with his associates. Therefore, Nanda and Mother Yasoda are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. This means that whenever Krishna descends, Nanda and Yasoda, as well as Vasudev and Devaki, also descend as the Lord's father and mother. Their personalities are expansions of Krishna's personal body. They are not ordinary living beings. Maharaj Parikit knew this, but he was curious to know from Sukadev Goswami whether it was possible for an ordinary human being to come to this stage by sadhana siddhi. There are two kinds of perfection, nitya siddhi and sadhana siddhi. A nitya siddha is one who is eternally Krishna's associate, an expansion of Krishna's personal body, whereas a sadhana siddha is an ordinary human being who, by executing pious activities and following regulative principles of devotional service, also comes to that stage. Thus, the purpose of Maharaj Parikit's inquiry was to determine whether an ordinary human being can attain the position of Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. Sukadev Goswami answered this question as follows. Text 49. Drona and Dara said to Lord Brahma, "Please permit us to be born on the planet Earth, so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master of all planets, will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life, so that those born in this material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting this devotional service." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This statement by Drona clearly indicates that Drona and Dara are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. Whenever there is a necessity of Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dara appear first, and then Krishna appears. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that his birth is not ordinary. Janma karma chame divyam. Ajo pisan avyayatma bhutanam isvaro pisan prakritim svam adishtaya sambhavami atmamayaya. Although I am unborn, and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. Bhagavad Gita 4:6. Before Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dara appear in order to become his father and mother. It is they who appear as Nanda Maharaj and his wife Yasoda. In other words, it is not possible for a sadhana siddhi living being to become the father or mother of Krishna, for Krishna's father and mother are already designated. But by following the principles exhibited by Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda and their associates, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, ordinary living beings, may attain such affection as exhibited by Nanda and Yasoda. When Drona and Dara were requested to beget children, they chose to come to this world to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son, Krishna. Krishna's appearance means paritanaya sadhanam, vinashaya chaduskritam. The devotees are protected and the miscreants are vanquished. Whenever Krishna comes, he he distributes the highest goal of life, devotional service. He appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the same purpose, because unless one comes to devotional service, one cannot be delivered from the miseries of this material world. Dukkhalayam Ashasvatam, where the living beings struggle for existence. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15:7, Mamaivam so jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana, manakshastan indriyani, prakatisthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Because of conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The living entities are struggling to become happy, but unless they take to the bhakti cult, their happiness is not possible. Krishna clearly says, Ashradana purusha dharmasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful on this path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of foes, but return to birth and death in this material world. Bhagavad Gita 9:3. Foolish persons do not know how risky life is here if one does not follow the instructions of Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, has been started so that by practicing Krishna consciousness, one can avoid the risky life of this material existence. There is no question of accepting or not accepting Krishna consciousness. It is not optional. It is compulsory. If we do not take to Krishna consciousness, our life is very risky. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, to learn how to become free from the miserable condition of material existence, Bhagavad Gita, as it is the preliminary study. Then, if one understands Bhagavad Gita, one can proceed to Srimad Bhagavatam. And if one advances further, one may study Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are therefore presenting these invaluable books to the whole world so that people may study them and be happy, being delivered from miserable, conditional life. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. In this way, Drona and Dara performed pure sadhana bhakti and prayed for pure prema bhakti. It was different from the bhakti of Prishni and Sutapa, who performed bhakti mixed with austerity and yoga. This was explained previously. The result of their bhakti was also seen. Text 50. When Brahma said, "Yes, let it be so," the most fortunate Drona, who was equal to Bhagavan, appeared in Vrindavan, Rajapur, as the most famous Nanda Maharaj. And his wife, Dara, appeared as Mother Yasoda. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Because whenever Krishna appears on this earth, he superficially needs a father and mother, Drona and Dara, his eternal father and mother, appeared on earth before Krishna as Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda. In contrast to Sutapa and Prishni, they did not undergo severe penances and austerities to become the father and mother of Krishna. This is the difference between Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha. Text 51. Thereafter, O Maharaj Purikhat, best of the Bharatas, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead became the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, they maintained continuous, unswerving devotional love in parental affection. and in their association, all the other inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopas and gopis, developed the culture of Krishna Bhakti. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although when the Supreme Personality of Godhead stole the butter, curd, and milk of the neighboring gopas and gopis, this teasing superficially seemed troublesome. In fact, it was an exchange of affection in the ecstasy of devotional service. The more the gopas and gopis exchanged feelings with the Lord, the more their devotional service increased. Sometimes we may superficially see that a devotee is in difficulty because of being engaged in devotional service. But the fact is different. When a devotee suffers for Krishna, that suffering is transcendental enjoyment. Unless one becomes a devotee, this cannot be understood. When Krishna exhibited his childhood pastimes, not only did Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda increase their devotional affection, but those in their association also increased in devotional service. In other words, persons who follow the activities of Vrindavan will also develop devotional service in the highest perfection. Text 52. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, along with Balaram, lived in Brajabhumi, Vrindavan, just to substantiate the benediction of Brahma. By exhibiting different pastimes in his childhood, he increased the transcendental pleasure of Nanda and the other inhabitants of Vrindavan. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 10th canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, Lord Krishna Shows the Universal Form Within His Mouth.